Satan is at work in America. Can you say, oh me? Today we want to look at this thought. Repentance brings forgiveness, healing, restoration, prosperity, but sin separates people, cities, and nations from God. And it doesn't matter how bad you are or how bad you think you are or how bad this country may be. Repentance can fix everything. Can you say amen? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. God will not continue to protect a wicked people who abandon him. Isaiah 59:1 says, my ear is not heavy that I cannot hear, nor my hand shortened that I cannot say, but your sins have separated between you and your God. And what's happening in America today is not the direct judgment of God. If it was, we probably wouldn't be here. But what's happening is God can no longer bless us the ones he did, as he once did, and so his hand of protection is lifting off. And that's why we're having so many tragedies. In Romans 1:18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of man who suppress the truth in their wickedness. The secular humanists say, that's not true. There is no accountability. There is no God. Man evolved from a little speck out in the ocean, but they can't tell you where the ocean came from. They can't tell you where the speck came from. Okay, or the amoeba, where it was. And but so they totally deny God. But this says God's really says, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, saith the Lord. This says the wrath of God is being revealed. And a lot of the horrible things you see happening around us is simply God not protecting us the way he once did. Verse 21 says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, and their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You see, your children being taught exactly the opposite right now in school and high school and college. And if the preacher doesn't preach it and you don't teach it, they're not going to get it. We need to know all the Word of God. God is a God of love. My favorite sermons are about faith and healing and deliverance and restoration and how to be blessed by obeying and serving God and hearing his voice. Pray until you know you've heard from God. Those are my favorite sermons. But if we do not live godly, nothing matters. If we want God's protection and blessing, we need to obey his commandments. This says man is not basically good. Well, man's basically good. Secular humanists teach you, well, man's good. He's only corrupt because of society. Well, if they were as brilliant as they thought they were, they would know that society has problems because it's made of corrupted humans. Okay. That's why society is so bad. And society corrupts them. Yeah, it's evil people in society that corrupts them. So man is not basically good. And you have to be able to think a little bit, or they'll trick you into believing all kind of things. I'm going to tell you, I'm going with the Bible. If there's any doubt, go with the Word of God. It's been around a lot longer than they've been. Verse 22, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. And exchanged, abandoned the glory of the immortal God for images made of idol. Verse 23, and exchanged or abandoned the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. So today, many people still worship and create things to worship rather than worshiping the Creator. So they abandoned God for selfish and fleshly desires. In Romans 1:24, have you praying for me? The devil don't like anything I preach, and he sure don't like this. If this nation is going to survive, we're going to have to repent. It has to start with the church. In Romans 1:24, therefore God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. You hear that? You really do permanent harm to yourself when you break God's law. That's just what it says. Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They chose the lust, in other words, the lust of the flesh, over the will of God. When you choose to go God's way, you're choosing blessing. When you choose to go the way of Satan, you're choosing a curse. And you can deny that, but the curse is going to eventually track you down anyway. Verse 25, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And that's exactly what secular humans are doing right now in about every university we have in the United States and around the world, and in probably most high schools. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. And verse 26, because of this, God gave them over to shameless lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. I'm not saying this. I'm reading it from the Bible. How many want to know what the Bible says? Anybody care about what God thinks? You see, they were not born that way. It says exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. Well, there's another preacher that hates homosexuals. Absolutely not. I've got some homosexuals, my best friends. I love them, cherish them. But they need to know that God is not happy with that lifestyle, and God is not happy with some things I've done. And so we want to pick on certain people, but we all need to live right and repent of things we've done wrong. Can you say amen? But we can't pretend one thing is a sin and one thing is not when the Bible says they both are. And I'm a preacher of the word. I have no choice but to preach it. And once I'm done preaching, I'm not going to track anybody down to see if they're living right. It's none of my business how you live. It's just my business to preach the word of God and go to lunch. Okay. You see, they were not born that way. It was exchanged. Now, the truth is that exchange took place because they, in some cases, were abused and raped. And it really, this addiction, really, a homosexual addiction, really came from people abusing them and hurting them. But it's a real addiction, and it's almost unbreakable. And so to beat up on people like that is sin, I think. We're supposed to be good Samaritans, love everybody, but I'm here to tell you, if you have a desire that's not lined up with the Word of God, God can heal you and deliver you. That's the good news. And we're on your side. And if you thank you, transgender, we can pray that God will heal that too. Verse 27, in the same way, the men who abandoned natural effect, in the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. If we do not preach the truth, blood's going to be on our hands, because they're not going to know the truth unless the preacher in the church preaches the truth. I'm not going to have your blood on my hands or anyone else, because I'm going to get up here and preach the truth. And I know most preachers are afraid to preach a sermon like this, but I'm afraid not to. This is the Bible. It's not stuff I made up. We can believe it. Are the lies of the secular humanists. We get to choose which we're going to believe. No one's ever deceived unless they want to be. Amen. You just don't want to believe that. I want to believe this. They believe this is hate speech. Will you say stuff like this is hate speech? No. I love people enough to speak the truth. They're the ones preaching the hate. Who's on these university campuses right now whipping up hate against Jews? They've got to have somebody to hate. They go from white to black to Hispanic Jews. They got to have some. These people got to have somebody to hate because they have no love. And so they automatically assume if we preach the truth that we hate people. They do not know what they're talking about. They're demonized and deceive themselves. They're on the way to the devil's hell and don't even know it. And one reason I'm preaching this is for their benefit. And but we have the university center right here of all kind of secular humanists. And one of our radio stations is almost on the campus. It's so close down there, 1240. So I'm preaching, and I'm believing they're going to get saved and turned around. And by the way, just a few weeks ago, they had a revival going on at the university. How many did they baptize? 800 kids got born again and baptized at the University of Tennessee. I'm believing that's going to spread all over the United States to every university and around the world, and these universities are going to turn into godly places instead of havens for secular humanist lies and deception. Can y'all agree with that? Believe that? Satan uses these secular humanist demonized people and all kind of people. He uses these people to stir up hate against Jesus Christ and his people, and they tell gay people that we hate them. That is a lie. That is not true. Amen. If anyone has an attraction like that, we're on your side. We want to help you. We believe that God can set you free. Amen. And I've never met a gay person that really wanted to be gay up when they first found out they didn't want to be gay. We had a young man here in the church. He discovered he's attracted to men. And they called me over to the house. He wanted to talk to me, and he cried like a baby. Said, "I don't want this, but it's so strong, I just can't break it." And I prayed with him. Church prayed over him, and it was so strong. He finally just gave up and started practicing that lifestyle. But I still love him like a son right now. Amen. Not mad at him. Amen. I mean, who knows? Yes. If things had been done to me, was done to him, who knows what I would be? I mean, we need to always put ourselves in the other guy's moccasins or boots or cowboy boots or shoes or whatever you wear. Oh, I'm tennis shoes. Put yourself in their tennis shoes. Reading the Word of God is not hate speech. It actually takes more love to preach the truth because, you know, some people ain't going to like it. We must love people, speak the truth, and lead them to God. Not go around correcting people and telling them how to live. Preach the truth and let them decide if they want that or not. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, in other words, they deny that God exists, and that's they do right now, these secular humanist Marxists, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And we look around, we see all these people teaching and preaching these crazy things, and we think, how in the world could intelligent human beings believe that and teach that and practice that? It's because God, they just turned their back on God, and he just gave them over to reprobate mind and just let them believe anything they want to believe. And they're going to walk right straight into hell if they don't listen to somebody. Amen. Well, I don't believe in hell. You will when you get there. It'll be too late then. You see, they believe in transgender women, but if they have male parts, they are not women. I'm no country boy. I grew up with animals, bulls and cows and all kind of animals. And I'm telling you right now, there's a difference. Of course, if I was in kid at high school right now, I'd probably pretend to be transgender too so I could get to go in the girls' locker room. No, I wouldn't. I got saved when I was 11. God got hold of me when I was young, so it kept me out of a lot of trouble. When people turn their backs on God, they will believe anything. And that's where America is right now. We've turned our back on God, so we just believe anything. Why, sure, a man can be a woman. Don't you know that? You know, right now, doctors are afraid. They say they're in hiding. They're afraid to come out and say transgender is wrong. And they're destroying young people by doing surgery and all these, all the medical treatments and things they're doing. They're destroying their lives. And a lot of transgender people are coming out of that now, and they're testifying, "I ruined my life. I was deceived. I was lied to, and I have ruined my life." And they're out campaigning, but nobody pays any attention to them. Because they have their mind made up. They got a depraved mind. They have no interest in truth. Not being cruel or mean, but as Christians, we need to know what's going on around us and know that we have authority over demons and devils, and we have authority over these demonized people, and we can pray and protect our kids from them. And if your kids are already bought into some of this stuff, you can pray them out of it. I don't think you can talk them out of it, but you can pray them out of it. You can try talking. According to the word of God and biology, there are no transgender women. They are men. Period. How in the world can you call a man a transgender woman? That's mental. And psychiatrists always said it's mental. It's a mental condition. It's not, it's something that can be fixed without surgery. And the transgender people, I've been trying to keep up with some of them, they say you cannot change your gender. You can change the way you look, but you cannot change your gender. I'm going to tell you right now, a boy is a boy before they're born. A girl is a girl before they're born. Well, if we give them hormones and do these surgeries when they're little, we can change them from one sex to the other. You cannot. We had two girls, and then we had a boy. Dottie said, this baby is about to break my ribs. I said, must be a boy. Had all the characteristics of a boy before he was born, and he was a boy. I came in one day. We have a tree about 80, 90 feet tall there at the house where we did live, at my house. And the top of the tree was going like this. I said, boy, that's a big squirrel. And the wind wasn't blowing. And I looked up, and Tyler was up in the top of that tree, standing on one limb, holding on to another and waving, 80, 90 feet off the ground. Our two girls never did that. But there's no difference. You got a mental problem. No, don't mean to insult anybody, but if you've been around a little boy and a little girl, you can see the difference. And God designed it that way. I'm glad women are different from men. Yay. And how can a man say, I feel like a woman? Man has no way to know what a woman feels like. I've been living with a woman over 50 years, and I still don't know what she feels like. So you see, it's mental. It really helps when you think. Country boys have to learn to think. And I'm not mad at anybody. I love everybody. I love the transgender people. That's one reason I'm preaching this. If you have a kid that thinks they're another sex, you need to get on it right now and help them now. Without surgery, without hormones. And most of them will grow out of it if you give them time anyway. Well, they call it sexual dysphoria or something. Even has a medical term, and has had all along. By claiming to be women, men are destroying women's sports. Amen. And women seem to be just sitting back and let it happen. Why don't y'all do something about it? Men get involved, they're going to say, well, you hate women anyway. You hate all genders of women. You see, there was a man just crowned Saturday Miss Maryland in the Miss USA pageant. That was just this Saturday. Are you keeping up with the news? Which means he beat out a woman. They're stealing places from women. God is turning people over to depraved mind. All the advances of women are being stolen by men right now. And many transgender people are coming out and saying there is no such thing as transgender. You got transgender people saying that. They're saying we were deceived. We had mental issues. There's no such thing, and you cannot change your gender. But people ignore them. I read an article last night. Doctors in hiding They're afraid to speak against transgender surgeries and transgender hormone therapy because they'll be crucified in their hospitals. That's how evil people have become. You cannot speak your mind. Scientists can no longer speak freely. And most preachers won't, but this preacher can and will. We got young kids right here, young people in the church right now. It depends on me preaching the truth. Their health and well-being depends on me getting up here and preaching the truth. So you'll know the truth, and you can teach them the truth. And Sister Dottie's back there teaching the truth, too. And after all, she's a better teacher than me. That's why I won't let her come in here. Well, I'm a preacher. She's a teacher. It is a little bit of difference. But she does have over 74,000 downloads all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. I have 4,000. I've only got 70,000 to go to catch up. Romans chapter 1, verse 29. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. Talking about man. Look around. He said, well, everybody's not all that bad. You know why? Because we have laws, we have policemen, we have judges that hold them accountable. Man can control his evil nature if there's enough threat and punishment for breaking the law. That's why crime has gone crazy in America, because secular humanists believe that man is basically good and there's no reason to have all these laws. There's no reason to have all these policemen. Defund them. Get rid of them. We don't need them. See, these people are crazy. Man really does have an evil nature. I know. I had it before God healed me and delivered me and saved me and washed me clean. I mean, I came from the wrong side of the tracks. I had an uncle in prison. My daddy was trying for attempted murder, and I had the same devil in me. But when I got saved, it changed me. And people who haven't been redeemed, they down in there, that nature's still there. And the laws help keep them in line. Amen. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness and greed and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. That's what God says. That's describing man that's not redeemed. Why do you think Jesus Christ came? He knew this. And he knew that's the way I was. And he sent Jesus to save me and redeem me and get me out of that. And any of these people can accept Jesus Christ and be set free right now. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. Really, that was all of us until we really got born again. They are gossips. You see, this sounds like something written yesterday, but it was written 2,000 years ago. Verse 30, slanderers, God haters. Boy, is that true today? God haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. How more evil can you be than putting a little girl through a hysterectomy as a little kid? That's evil. If she wants to do that when she's 20, 21, 25, that's okay. But no doctor should be allowed to do that. And those who do need to go to jail. You're talking about child abuse. That's the worst child abuse I can even think. That's worse than anything I can think of. He goes on to say they disobey their parents. And secular humanists are encouraging that. Oh, parents, don't discipline your kids. You might hurt them. You're going to hurt them if you don't. My Bible says spare the rod and spoil the child. You're going to go by secular humanism or you're going to go by the Bible? You see, this is a perfect description of modern-day secular humanist professors in our universities who harass Christians who believe in the Bible. They promote in their classes adultery, fornication, pornography, homosexuality, transgender, and almost everything the Bible teaches against. I'm not against anybody. I want everybody to be saved and healed, delivered, set free, and I want everybody to be treated right no matter what. But at the same time, people need to know the truth or they'll never be set free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, make you free. People like us is the only hope this world has. Verse 31, they are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. And you pick up the paper today and you read about people, it's hard to believe the things they do to each other. They were created, these secular humanists and Marxists have created this mess we see in our streets, and they brag about it. Verse 32, although they know God's righteous decree, that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Does this describe the United States of America we live in today? People live in, look at Hollywood. And social media, they're promoting everything. And on your phone, every kind of ungodly sex act has ever been dreamed up by man is right there. You got to do a couple of clicks. And your kids carrying these cell phones around all day long. Hello. We need to do something to protect our kids. Does this describe the United States? You see, they do evil and encourage others to do evil. Our universities are doing this. Hollywood is doing this, and even some preachers in the pulpit doing this. The Methodist Church just approved the homosexual lifestyle for all their people and all their preachers. The Methodist Church. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead. And things I say, you can Google it and find out if it's true or not. Don't do it now. Wait to have the church. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the prince of the evil kingdom, which is Satan. That's really what it says and means. The spirit, the evil demonic spirit, the satanic spirit that is now at work in those who are disobedient. You see, there is a prince of darkness, and he's at work right now on every one of us that listen to him. And you've got to know the word of God. Say, devil, that's not right. You shall know the truth, and the truth sets you free and keep you free. Every failure and every defeat in my life started with a lie. Believing a lie, letting somebody deceive me. Well, I decided I'm going to put a stop to that. You see, this is why Jesus came to redeem us and to change us from the inside out. We now have authority over the devil and his evil servants. We have been transferred from darkness, from the domain of darkness to the kingdom of God, to the kingdom of God's Son. Can you say amen? We're not of this world anymore. We rule and reign in life if we know who we are. So we do not ever need to listen to any of these people and stay focused on Jesus Christ and his word and teach our kids the same thing. And if your children and grandchildren are not in Sister Dottie's church, you need to try to figure out a way to get them back there. You see, we must be careful that we do not, that we are not deceived by Satan and the secular humanists. And it's not just in these universities, in school, it's on television every day. I'm amazed at things they promote just in prime time. Most of these shows have people not married hopping in out of bed all the time. It's just the right thing to do, according to them. When a kid sees that over and over and over, they're going to think that's okay. We must be, or many of them will, if we don't train them different, we must be careful that we are not deceived by Satan and the secular humanists and Marxists. We had two doctors, a man and a woman, living together, moved over here in these apartments a few years ago, and I think she was Jewish, and he had some knowledge of church, so they decided to come to church over here. They started coming over here. They truly got saved, born again, got to know Jesus Christ. And no one had ever told them it's wrong to live together without being married. And they were already doctors. That right, Chuck? Were they already graduated or graduating? They graduated, I guess, after they got here. And but they no one ever told them it's wrong for two heterosexuals to live together without being married. And when they heard us preaching and teaching that, they said, we won't get married, and we married them. Now, if you live with somebody and you're not married, we're not mad at you, but we can sure fix it. I got a good rate going on next week. Anybody wants to get married? Give you a big discount. There's no charge for my services. See, we must be careful that we're not deceived by Satan and his secular humanists, because people have been trained left and right everything except what's right. And they still stay in contact with us, don't they, Chuck? Especially you, because you got to know them really well through UT. And, they're happy campers now, man. They're going for God, doing great things, serving God. And didn't even know it was wrong to live together, not be married. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Are y'all shocked? That's the world we live in. 1 Timothy 4, 1. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. You need to know the truth so you'll never be deceived. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Doesn't matter what your last preacher taught you, that's what the Bible teaches. There are demons right now working to deceive you and your children. We must verify everything we choose to believe, because we do choose to believe it or not. Do not be deceived. The Bible warns us. I went through the Bible very quickly once. I think I counted like 12 times. It says, do not be deceived. Deception is a choice. Verse 2, such teachings come through hypocritical liars. And some of those hypocritical liars are preachers, not preaching the truth. Whose conscience have been seared with a hot iron. It doesn't bother them, even though they're deceiving people and sending people to hell. Their conscience has been seared as with a hot iron, and they don't care. Many are confessed Marxists and globalists who want the United States destroyed. They want to burn America down and rebuild it where there will be freedom from religion. That's what they're talking about when they're talking about burning America down, rebuilding it free from religion, which means we'd have no liberty to preach or to speak about Jesus Christ at all. You can't have freedom from religion, have freedom of religion. To have freedom of religion, I have to be able to preach the truth. I have to be able to testify to people. That's part of being a Christian. Amen. They want to burn America down and rebuild it free from religion, which means we will not have freedom to preach the truth. They believe Christianity is a religion of hate. Christians, and your kids are being taught that too, by the way, especially in the universities and on television too. They have the ability to always make mom and dad look like goofballs, and they have the ability to make preachers look like idiots. Can you say amen? Christians are being criminalized, and we need to speak while we can. I can still preach like this. And anyone can who's not a coward. Secular humanists and Marxists want to break us up into little groups and get us to hating each other and fighting each other. Rich, poor, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, Jews, educated, uneducated, old and young. They spend unbelievable amounts of time trying to whip up hate so that we'll destroy each other and cause this nation to implode from the inside. They loot, riot, attack the police, and try to defund the police because they know that the police have power to stop them, and they won't get rid of the police. We get rid of the police, we won't have any way to keep this nation free, because you got to keep it free from the inside. The military cannot work on the inside of this country. Now, I know there's some bad apples. There's some bad preachers, too, but you don't get rid of all the preachers because there's a couple of bad ones. And school teachers, some of them are bad, too. Some even have sex with their kids and stuff, but you don't get rid of all the teachers because you have a bad one. You get rid of the bad ones. Many of their people recently attacking our Jewish citizens are the same people who were trying to burn the country down during the cities down in 2020. It's the same people. Nearly all of them are white, and many of them are members of Antifa. But there's all kind of groups out there. Even during all the riots in 20, people said, well, these black people are upset. Well, I sat in front of the television, and I counted all the people I could see that was protesting and burning, and nearly all, about 80% of them were white. What's going on here? They didn't care about race. They want to destroy this country. Wake up! While you still can. Well, what can I do? You can get on your knees and pray an hour this afternoon and seek God to save this country and turn this thing around, and pray that God will send revival to every university like we're had here at UT or having here at UT. The secular humanists hate Christians because we preach Jesus Christ and his technique, and his we preach Jesus Christ and his teachings. The devil's trying to mess me up. John chapter 7, verse 7, listen to this. The word cannot hate you. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me. That's the problem. They don't hate you. They don't hate me. They hate Jesus Christ. Well, how do you know that? Because he said so. Anybody here believe Jesus? The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. And that's why they get mad at us when we teach that his works are evil. And if you're going to serve Jesus Christ, you cannot be ashamed of him and you cannot be ashamed of his teachings. You got to believe it and speak it. It might be that some of us will get fired because we speak the truth because companies have bought into all this crazy secular humanism stuff. But if we get fired, God's got something better. Jesus says, I testify that the world's works are evil. You see, they hate Jesus because they want to do what feels good. John 15, verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Verse 19, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. There it is, been there all the time. The secular humanists, Marxists, globalists, and atheists all believe about the same thing, and they hate Christians because we represent Jesus Christ and preach the truth. They don't know we're preaching truth just to keep them out of hell. But that's why we preach and teach, and it's for their benefit. If we are a Christian, if you're a Christian, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or any minority, they hate you because you're a Christian, period. Well, I'm a certain race. They'll let me slide. No, they won't. Most jurors today, most judges today say that Clarence Thomas is probably the greatest judge this country's ever produced. And yet they're attacking him nonstop. They're always coming up with something, attacking him, fighting him, making up all these moral things that he supposedly did. They've never been able to prove anything on the man. And the only reason I hate him is because he's a born-again believer. He believes in Jesus Christ. He believes abortion's murder, and they hate him for that. He's probably not perfect like me, but... That's the way they treat Christians. But I'm not of this world. I rule and reign this world. I have authority over demonized people. Can you say amen? I can rebuke them. I can shut them down. You can do if you know your authority. Remember, Paul took authority over Elymas and shut him down. He went blind temporarily. Oh, that's an eye-opener, isn't it? 1 John 3:13. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. That's where we better be careful. Don't let hate get in your heart. Listen, whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. You see, racist and all haters will not make it to heaven. You can't have hate in your heart and go to heaven. It says you're a murderer, and no murderer will inherit eternal life. No murderer is going to go to heaven. You can't have hate in your heart. No matter who it's against, you need to get rid of it before you leave this room today. verse 8, if it's there, verse 16, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. You see, if people walk in love, they cannot hate anyone. If someone loves you enough to die for you, they are your friend. 1 John 1, 9 says, here's the secret to the whole matter. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, if we confess, he is faithful and just not only to forgive but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, this is good news. No matter who you were or what you were, when you came in here, you can leave knowing your sins are forgiven. You're washed clean by his blood and you're on your way to heaven. Let's all stand.